Hashem Hashemayim Mal Mal Aretz Mitachat, which means you're not allowed to make a moon, you're not allowed to make the moon, you're not allowed to make Surat Adam like a person.
What do you mean? You can have the
draw? So we have to see what's mutar and what's asr. Now there's a very big issue with a doll for a child. It's a very big issue because theoretically it should be asr to have any anything which looks like a person. Of course it's not allowed.
Statues,
it's all not allowed. It's all not allowed. The question is, we know that they do it. People buy dolls for children and people make statues. You don't even realize that according to Chacham Avadya, you see this Aron Kodesh? You see the Parochet?
Yeah.
This is Sephardi Kasher. According to Sephardim, you're not allowed to have Arayot, you're not allowed to have the lions on it. Rabbi Avadya is very makpid on it, that you're not allowed to have, for example, sometimes on the Aron Kodesh they put like eagles and lions, like yeah, statues. You're not allowed to do it. I don't know. You're not allowed to do it. You're not, according to Chacham Avadya, you're not allowed to do this. So let's discuss these halachot well, because it's very important.
You know what this applies to? Also to the cars, how they build the fence around the house. And they put like,
oh, they do put lions? Yeah, I didn't know that. So this could be the same application. Correct. I didn't know that they put lions there. Okay? Now, Asur Lasais. Oh yeah, the lions. Yeah. I know. I'm touching. I'm touching on very, very, very important halachas. There's special halachas how you have to make these gates. You know, so I'm afraid. You know, this is halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai. Halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai. Okay. Asur Lasais Tzuras Adam Beiletas. You're not allowed to make any image of a person that is bolet, that comes out, that it perturbs. But also, not only are you not allowed to make it, you're also not allowed to have it in your house. I just had to make it. Yeah, but so what? You're not allowed to have it in your house. So it's not only the guy who makes that fence. That's it. You already caught me. I'm zooming in on the fence. You're not allowed to make that fence. You're also not allowed to what? Have that fence.
How about engineering?
We'll soon see. The problem is only when it's complete with all its limbs. For example, if you don't have all the limbs, you're okay. Aval partsuf. That's what Surat Adam. What about a partsuf, a face? V'tzavaro ad hachaze b'li guf, which means the top part of the person. That's a filu kubolet emboshum isur. There is no isur. Ben basiato, ben bishiato. Why? Because it's not the complete person. As long as it's not the complete, then there's no problem. Vaminhag lakel liknot liyadim aktanim l'shem schok v'shashua bubot. For some reason, which needs a lot of explanation, the minhag ha'olam is not to forbid dolls. Bubot.
Why not?
Shenasul Hashem Mitzchak. Everybody knows it's a game. That's the key. You know, when you look at something, the problem is because maybe you'll look at it and go, wow, there's something to bow down to it. And anyone who has to bow down to Barbie has more problems than Avodah Zarah, okay? The only Buba you should bow down to and have is to your wife. Now, shenasu l'shem ischak, umikol makom, tov lachmi, tov lachmi. Lamasa, you should be machmi hechad efsher, shelo liknot bubot tavnit adam shalem b'chol chalkei gufo, be'e va'rav.
I have a kid who never had a baby's head on the legs.
So that's only the head, right?
Yeah.
As long as it's not the full body, chayrish b'mutter. But when you start having now many want to say even those bubot, not really full, like it looks full. Let's say the Barbie doll, I can imagine is full. I can imagine that that's most dolls are really, let's say the feet don't look like feet. It's
yeah,
attached, maybe. So let's see what he says. Now, rak hatzi agufa elyon, oko tamanirot mitzad echad. Or for example, if it's only on one side, the dal, meaning they only have the front and not the back. Yeah. The hainu ayin achas v'chetz of chaytim v'yad v'regel umutu lischabem limka v'liknus. Gam b'tavnus adam shabacha. What about selling? I'm telling my kid not to buy this doll. Yeah, but I have a toy store. I shouldn't sell it. So he's saying, Lamasa, you could sell it. Yeah? Now, why could you, Lamasa, sell it? Because the custom is that it's not usher. Even if you want to be strict for yourself and somehow get your daughter to not want this Barbie doll, and I hope your son doesn't want the Barbie doll, though, because we have other problems. But if it's if your daughter wants this Barbie doll, right, if you can convince her, fine. But can I say that I shouldn't sell it in the store? I can't say that. Why? Because l'masa, it's mutter. But otam batei charashot osim zot l'chatchila. Man leimelon shebaratzah hacham. And those that produce, let's say a guy wants to go into business of making dolls, should he be told not to do it? Maybe. He should be told not to do it. Bashoel al zeh lasot maaseh l'chatchila, morim lo l'achmir. They tell him better not to do it. Better not to go into such a business. You can't be moche, because like we said, at the end of the day, haminhag ha'olam was la'akel bebubot. Customarily, you know what they do? They break off a piece. That was what the Ashkenazic rabbis in Europe used to say. If you buy a doll, chip something. It's not a complete figure anymore. They used to chip, yeah. It doesn't make it the whole idea. You're not allowed to have a toy. You're not allowed to have a tzurat adam. So we did say, if it looks like a toy and it sounds like a toy and it's used as a toy, maybe it's mutar. So, but like I said, minhag of Europe, of the Jewish, Ashkenazic Jews was always to break off something from the doll.
They say sculpture. You know, only head with the, let's say.
So again, it's only the head. As long as it's not the half a body's mutter. Half a body's mutter. That's what we just learned. As long as it's not the full body.
Very interesting.
It is very. Of course it's interesting.
It's really, you know, because who knows about the body? The face is more attractive.
You see clearly, it's only shalem. As long as it's not shalem. Yeah, we just learned it. Avo partzuf adam v'tzavaro adar chazeh b'liguf, which is the normal sculptures,
right,
the halves.
Afilu
bolet. I always used to say, you know why they have half sculptures? Very simple. Most of these people, from the head up, it was what to respect. From the head down, there wasn't there much to respect there anyway. Maybe yavin. Anyways. I'm sharp. I say charif, huh? All right. Prochet, shirokum alei atzurot arayot, mitzidei luchot shekatu bemaseret adibrot, yesh leesor litlot prochet zeh alei chalar and kodesh. Chama Vadya, Yechavedat says very clearly, he doesn't hold, you're allowed to do that. V'chein yesh leesor lakim tzurot arayot mi bronze, by shayish, which means they have like on the, right? Mi alar alar and kodesh. But Rabbani Yisrael, Nikroyim Lidrish Barab Malkach, Rabbanim should come and speak against it. He wants people to come and speak against it. Uladaber Aleva Gabayim, Bemetek Svasayim, you should speak to the Gabayim in a nice language, but they should chop it down. Those don't. Yeah, they have those lions that they make on top of the. You know, they make a statue.
Yeah.
Chop it off.
Chop it off! So you're not going to do brit on it?
Chop it off!
Why are you going to chop it off? In the Bukhari Shul, standing big ones.
So speak to the rabbi, the metek lashon, sweetly. You got to speak to them sweetly and tell them that you're willing to buy a new one. Like this, you don't have to use the old one.
Chop it off.
It says clearly, no? Lasir. Chop it off. I make it up. It says right over here. Lasir tzurot elu mibatei knesset. Ulefarsem b'rabim. And to speak, the rabbanim should speak in the public, not to have this parochet with the lions on it. You see? This is Sfardi Kasher. This is Bet Yosef. This is parochet Bet Yosef. Eh? We should have a new thing called parochet Bet Yosef. Remember, parochet Bet Yosef. Okay? But he tells you, v'yesh lasot hakol b'chachma u'tfuna. Bishalom ubimishar, which means don't go at night and just chop it off. And the next day when they come, it's going to turn into World War III in the Beit Knesset. That's not what you have to do. You need to be able to get your message across that this is not permitted. Okay. Now, here's another question. Are you allowed to take a photograph of someone? Mutter litzalem betmuna fotografiot. Ve'en lachush bezeh mishum ha'nemara l'usas l'chopesel l'chol tmuna. It says clearly, and I'll take a picture. The Torah says, lo taseh lecha pesel l'chol tmuna. What is a tmuna? Oh, tmuna, picture. Yeah, picture. You know, tzaddikim of yesteryear refused to let you take pictures of them. Many tzaddikim. I heard that the Chafetz Chaim was makpid. The family of the Chafetz Chaim said, if you notice, there's only one or two pictures of the Chafetz Chaim. He was makpid. Not to have pictures. Because of this, you're not allowed to take pictures. Now, there's also Kabbalah behind it also. There's a lot of Kabbalah behind it. You know what's interesting about a picture? I want to tell you something interesting. A picture is just the chitzon and not the pnim of ha'adam. It's literally taking the picture of this, the outside of what he looks like.
Right.
A person really is what he is inside, not what he is outside. In a minute, yeah.
Are you allowed to have pictures of the tzaddikim?
So this is the whole question. We're going to learn about pictures, and then first let's explain what exactly is the issue of picture. So the first issue is Avodah Zarah, the Pasuk. The Pasuk says you're not allowed to take a picture. The other issue is, in Kabbalah, there's a lot, because the person, his facial is not really what he is. His facial is just a baggage. Could you imagine if I hang up a picture of a suit and I say, this is Chaim David? It's just a suit, it's not him, right? Now, what is the issue behind that? There's a very famous Tiferet Yisrael, which is very controversial. It's a very big discussion. There's a story about Moshe Rabbeinu, that there was a painter who came and painted a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu for his king. His king sent him. He says, I want to see who this Moshe Rabbeinu is. You heard the story probably, no? So he went and he sent the guy to paint. It was not Michael D'Angelo, because there was no Michael in those days. We have to say it was,
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know, but it was a guy. It was a guy you should want. It was not Michael, but it was something, but it was a guy, a Gentile. The guy went, he painted a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he brought it back to his king. The king looked at it, and the king said, I'm going to murder you, I'm going to kill you. You are going to get hung in public. Why? What did I do? I don't believe, I think you're lying to me. I think you just painted it, because that can't be Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the painting is a painting of a person who is so wicked. He has the eyes of a fierce monster. And he has the facial expression of a murderer. It can't be Moshe Rabbeinu. It can't be. It can't be the Jewish leader. It can't be. So he says, but I promise you. I promise you. I went and I painted the picture. He went, the king himself, and he sent another, either he or he sent somebody else, and the guy came back with the same picture. So he said, what is the explanation behind it? Doesn't make sense. So they went over to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they asked Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu explained to them, a person is born, he can have tremendously bad midot in nature. The Torah goes and undoes that. So it's true that when you take the physical, you don't really know what's going on in the person himself. The problem with this story is, that means Moshe Rabbeinu was a mushchat when he was born, that's the sort of murder. I mean, but you have to see, the Medrash says clearly that when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the light, the house was shining with light. It was not Mahul.
Right.
He was complete Moshe. He was a tzaddik when he was in Paru's house. He went out, Vayar, Vayetza, Mitzvlotam. There's many books that are written to say the story never happened. It's a full story. The Tferes Yisrael brings it. Tferes Yisrael is the Pirush on the bottom of the Mishnayot. And because of that, many people have issues with the Tferes Yisrael. It's a Pirush on the bottom of the Mishnayot, famous Pirush. He wrote a lot of interesting, controversial things, this Tiferet Yisrael. One of the things he wrote was this. He brings this story about Moshe Rabbeinu. He also wrote that there's such a thing called dinosaurs. He spoke about dinosaurs. He said that, you know, we can't argue with science if they claim there's a dinosaur. So he wants to explain that the dinosaur is the Nachash. They used to have legs. And then by the Eitz Hadas, it was cut off. So that's where the dinosaur comes from. Those long... He says that there was such a thing as dinosaurs. fossils, he says it's not difficult because it says in the Gemara, Hashem created six worlds before this one. This is the seventh world. So whatever we find, old millions of billions, it's from old worlds.
But what does it say, Tanini?
That's what he wants to say, that Tanini. The Tanini Magdolim is this. He wants to say this. That he wants to say that all these things that they have with science are all real. It was now again, it's in the Mishnayot. You take every Mishnayot, on the bottom you have the Pirush Tiferet Yisrael. Many, especially in the Hasidic world, had a lot of difficulty with the Tiferet Yisrael. They didn't learn it because of these things. He didn't say that much, he only said a few things. But those few things that he said were enough to get a lot of people nervous. What's getting back to the point? A picture, you know, they have an expression, a picture speaks 1,000 words. The truth is a picture gives you not the real story. That's the lesson of a picture. Now the point being, so could you take a picture of a tzaddik? That's a great question. So first let's see. Now, there are those that say that you're allowed to take pictures. But then there's Lidata Machmirim Bitzilum. There are those that say you're not allowed to take pictures. We're not talking about strict right wing. We're talking about Chacham Avadim. Chacham Yitzchak Yosef brings this. There are those that say you're not allowed to take pictures. Yesh lakel b'tzilum chatzi aguf. As long as you take the picture from half and up, you're good to go. Why? Because remember, it has to be the entire person. So when my kids take pictures, you don't have problems. Because they usually only get either the feet, right? When they take pictures of you, you usually get pictures of only the feet or, you know, only a hand. You know, you don't get the whole, okay. Now, take it easy. Don't get, relax. Don't say anything. Yeah. So you have to wait. We're not holding it yet. V'hu adin, sheyesh lakel b'tzilum profil. You like it in Hebrew. What's profil in Hebrew?
Profile.
There you go. Sherayim etuz rak tzarechot shalapanim. You only see one side of the face. Ayin achas v'ayin achas. You only see one eye. V'chol zeh m'mishas chasidim. This is religious chasidus. It's something. Avum ikra alacha. Kvar pashat haminhag lakel b'zeh b'chol ofen.
You need a life, you need a picture passport, you need a picture. You see, it doesn't matter how Hasidic you're gonna be, you still have to take a picture with it. Wow, look at you, look at you. Okay, right, and that's the answer to your question,
especially if it's for the sake of Torah. A picture of a tzaddik is David. You asked this question, so you get your answer, especially when it's lechivuv haTorah. So when you have a picture of a tzaddik, Tmunat Adam boletet. What about if the Tmunat Adam
3D,
there you go. Chatzi gufo proifel ka Adam ha-shoichem al-tzidai. She'en nirag bimenu ala ayinach ha-zvezer ala b'tzadach sal-chot muter. So if it's only half of the person, it'd be muter. Kimen she'en shab Tmunas Adam b'shloi musen. But what happens if it's the full person? You wouldn't be able to have a Tzuras Adam that's violent. You won't be able to have it. Huh? Let's say you have like a... I don't know how I'll give you an example. I don't know.
3D picture.
No, but the 3D is you, really you, no? The 3D is your glasses. You see a 3D. There is such a thing as a 3D picture?
No, they can do like a form of...
Okay, so that's what it is. 3D laser picture.
Or what about engraving? There's sometimes more pleasant that you come and take a picture and not that simple.
But okay, we're gonna get to that soon. We'll do it in a minute, okay? And then great, he gets to it soon. Okay, now Tmunat Adam, you hear? So we said it's 3D, okay? So if it's only some of the person, it's okay. How about you, David? Your question. How about putting pictures of tzaddikim, the sukkah, and in the house, Tmunat Shel Tzaddikim? He says like this, no agim lekashet. The meaning is to do it. How about drawing? He says it's mutter. As long as it's not protruding, which means it doesn't come out, you're allowed to make this painting, this picture. So for sure you're allowed to put in the album and keep a picture. Okay. How about pictures of animals? you're allowed to put pictures of animals on the walls of your house. Because anything that's not meant for Avodah Zarah, now, this is what you want. You know, I ever see on coins, they have engraved. And lifakfek bezeh. He says, don't worry. Shekhan is bar, shepashata minag latir tzilum adam al yidei photography. Things from the Abi Omer. I guess. So this is the money, though. This is money. Money, the what about the coin? Mutal etzayet suriz behem is chayis vayv dog vatsu lev vatshayim afilu betir boilet. So you're allowed to do it. I guess it's only half the person. You don't see the whole person on it.
No, but it's the eagle on the picture.
Yeah, but you only see half.
No.
We see the full, I'm seeing the whole both sides of the eagle.
No.
But you shouldn't have it in short. Oh, that's a good point. A lot of times you put up beautiful pictures in the shul, you know what everyone's looking at? The pictures instead of the rabbi giving the class, right? So what do? You shouldn't have this. You have the full eagle, you don't have the back though. You don't have the back.
It's not 3D to see everything.
You see the back? So that's what I'm saying. So I mean, maybe it's only considered half. Okay. Now let's see like this. Mutter, okay, we did this. Tsuris Chamalavana. How about the moon, the sun?
For the animals. What would be the difference between the animals on the wall and part of the lions?
So I'll tell you, I think what the animals on the wall is always a painting. It's always... But this is like almost that you see the lion itself, meaning.
Then how
often that, you don't see the back, you don't see the. Yeah.
What's the difference between the lions and the fence? If we say.
That lion fence is a full, it's a full thing. It's a full lion. I mean, it's the whole lion, right? They have the feet also on the fence. The feet on the lion on the fence, and the feet also.
But you see it only from the front. You don't see it. The back,
right? You don't see it, but it has a back,
yeah,
right?
It has a back. No, it may not have back.
It's only a half?
The back like this. Sitting like with the legs, But we don't keep it like Avodah Zarah today.
Doesn't make a difference. You're not allowed to do it.
But if this is the case, it's also you don't have allowed to have a tumunah. But what's the difference if it's a half tumunah, half of the, it's a tumunah, it's still tumunah.
Are we saying the painting is different than actual thing like that?
We said, that's what we just said. Painting is mutl. Mutl etzayet suriz behem is chayz. You're allowed to make paintings and pictures of animals. I feel a little bit seer by it, even if it's 3D. I guess Adam is different, you see. Man, to make 3D, is awesome. So the truth is, let me tell you the real truth.
Are you afraid that a soul can go into this?
Soul can go into it. Oh my gosh. Oh, yay, that this is Aspandus, but you guys are living in the world of Aspandu. Okay, let's go further in halach. You ready? Now, there's another very, very big issue, and that is, you never see how children, they draw pictures of the sun and the moon. Are you allowed to draw a picture of the sun and the moon? It's a very big issue.
Why?
Because it says clearly the pasuk you're not allowed to. It's an open pasuk.
What's the issue?
I still don't understand. First of all, I don't really think you even understand. You know how Avodah Zarah started? You might not even realize how Avodah Zarah started.
Okay,
so I need to discuss with you a few things here. I see already that I'm coming from, that I learned all these things, and I'm taking on that you know all this. Yeah, we are, I think so. Supposedly. Why? It's a good class, it's important to know. All right, listen to me here. How did Avodah Zarah start? The Rambam says clearly, it began with the sun and the moon. You ever notice that everybody worshiping the sun and the moon? Why are they worshiping the sun and the moon? Says the Rambam, they said like this, Hashem is definitely the supreme, but his mishamshim, those that service him, also need respect. Just like the king, so too the vice president, and so too the people, the ministers. And what happened is, they started respecting the sun and the moon as Misham Sheh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then they dropped the Shem and went after this. Now, it could be because that's nature of a person. A person is always a Mored, or maybe from over the years, it became, you know, like you see today, I listen to stuff and there's almost like a whole religion around all these things which don't exist. About shadim and things. It just doesn't happen. What happens is a mother tells her child and then a grandchild and then you hear from your babushka and therefore it becomes, so it could be that's how the Zara began. It all began. You have to have respect for the son. The son is the creation of Hashem. So what happened 3 generations later? Oh, the son. You know, in China, their religion is part of it is the son. The son is a big thing in China. In Buddha, it's about the son. My father told me that every morning at 5:36 in the morning, all the Chinese people wake up and they bow down to the sun. It's still till today. Huh? That's a chama. So there's rather cute story about that. You know, I don't know if you want the there's a Jewish joke about that. Yeah. In Shanghai, they try to adapt to the Chinese culture. They were in Shanghai during the war years. So he told me, my father told me that there was a joke that one Chinese guy tells another Chinese guy, the Jews are so unbelievable. They're only here 2-3 days and they already speak Chinese. I said, why is this? Listen, you'll hear. One Jew tells another one, Shimshin Kumshin, the Zun Shine Shin. Now, what does that mean? It's Yiddish. Shimshin is his name. Kumshin, get up, let's go. By the Zun Shine Shin, the sun is already coming, let's go to work. So he says, he said, listen, tomorrow you'll hear the way the guy tells him, Shimshin Kumshin, the Zun Shine Shin. He says, they're only 2 days, they speak Chinese. Okay, the point being, you like it. Shimshin Kumshin, the Zun Shine Shin. That's a Jewish. He was speaking Yiddish. Okay. The point being, that the son of Avodah Zarah is one of the big Avodah Zarahs. And therefore, you're not allowed to make Tzuras HaLavana. You're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to make the sun and the moon. You know, this. Even the picture, they talk about the world. What do they call that? The
globe.
The globe. Yeah. So it's a big problem. These are very big issues in Halacha.
The globe?
Because you're not allowed to make the world. You're not going to make it serve the world. Some say because it's halves. Some say because they usually only have half of it. Now, which is a very interesting question. I don't know why they only...
You mean they're half?
I don't know. It's not, they usually don't have it like this. They have it like for some reason they fold it up and it becomes in half.
And also,
I don't know. Today, I don't even think they have it. Yeah, that you can buy a globe today anywhere?
Of course.
You can still buy a globe, yeah. It's very simple. Buy the globe. It's Yesh Koine Lama B'Shachas. You can buy the whole world in 1 second. Okay, now. You hear?
Yeah.
I know, so this is all part of these sukkiyot, but whatever it is, you can't argue. Let's say we don't have Avodah Zarah today. So first of all, scribe they're not true. We do have Avodah Zarah today. In Buddha, they still worship the sun and the moon and the whole business. There is still Avodah Zarah like that, okay? The second issue is, you can't change what it says clearly in Aseret HaDibrot. Lotas lecha tmuna pesel. Kol Asher B'Shamayim is in the Aseret HaDibrot. So to come and say it doesn't apply today, you can't do that. So here's the question. Could you draw a picture of the sun and the moon? It's a big question. Tzuras Chama Levanu Kechavim Asur Lasot. You're not allowed to draw pictures of the sun, moon, and stars. Ben Shkuot, Ben Boltot. Whether or not, even if it's not protruding, even if it's not coming out. U'matzina L'Rabim Shnagu L'Akel B'Davar. A lot of people are mekil. Bifrat liyadim tanim, especially little kids, draw pictures of the star and the moons. V'samchu al kama chilukim shekatvu ha-poskim. They're somech, what? That many poskim say, sheyesh omim, sheyim tzuras ha-chama levana eino shlema. If it's not complete, v'chaser ba-mashu ein isur ba-davar. You're drawing a complete picture of the sun. You're drawing a complete...
Rabbi, do we even know how something...
So let's say stars. You can't tell me you don't know how to draw a picture of a star. I don't know.
Yeah, but still, you don't see the back.
No.
You don't know a picture of the moon. You can't draw a picture of the moon. You don't know what the moon looks like.
Paint the moon to its precise.
So that's what he's trying to say. That some said.
You got a little ball that you're making yellow ball. Can
I give you a tremendous compliment? Can I give you a tremendous compliment? I really like you. Very, very smart. He's a child. I enjoy teaching. This is what he's trying to say. You can't really get it perfect, so it's not it. A person you can pretty much get perfect. So that could be a problem of making a person. The moon, the sun, how do you actually get it perfect? Just because you look on the Snapple bottle and it shows a thing of a sun, right? That's not what the sun looks like.
You mean painting a person?
He's saying you can't, so we just said you're not allowed to paint the picture of a person on a 3D. We just said it.
3D.
If it's bullet, you're not allowed to do it.
But it's on a canvas. It's fine.
Yes, we just said that it's mutar. But the truth is, this is the whole person. It can be awesome.
But question again, it says tmuna. It doesn't say hefa tmuna.
So that's tmuna. What he wants to say. By Zaha. Here, by the sun and the moon, it's even us, even a little bit.
No, no, no. My question is, if it says tmuna, how come Rabbi Avadi said hefa is okay, full is not there?
Because it's not the whole thing. It's not
what?
It's not the tmuna of the Adam. It's tmuna shal chatzi Adam. It's tmuna shal inayim shal Adam. It's
okay.
It's not the tmuna. Yeah.
The Yoshkis.
So what does that do with us?
No, it's a full tuna.
So what's your question? Why
no,
they do it?
Just,
oh, you're saying that they do it? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Now, yesh mi shekasev. There are those that say she'im mitzayin tacham alvana b'tzvayim b'lvad the les bei meshasha mutter. If you're doing it with colors, yeah, so you're not actually making. You're painting the sun and moon. So Maram and Rutenberg, some say that that's why it's mutar. And then there's a shita that holds that only if it's perturi. So a plain, flat picture of the sun and the moon, not a problem. Now, ulam ladina. So what's the masa? Miran, satam, bishulchan, aruch, shitzores, churas, cham, lubanagam, asur. Now let it do it. Ben shkuot, ben boltot. The data of Ramal Sheikh shagam mitzira chaser. Even if it's only missing, even if it's not a full picture of the sun and the moon. Aser, chen data marit, and he's going with this. So I don't know. Maybe in the Sephardic schools, and that they shouldn't be drawing pictures of sun and moon. Maybe.
Because that was the source of all Avodah
Zarah. Right. So that's it. You're not allowed to do it. You're not because of that. Because they hold it's asul Allah. It's not doing machmir. They hold it. You're not. There's no heaven.
I said,
this is all
serving,
you see, I'm just explaining to you what's behind it. But the halacha stands that you're not allowed to do it. It's the Torah. The Torah says you're not allowed to make a picture of the sun and the moon.
I know.
So let me explain to you. As a teacher, I'm trying to get you to disconnect the explanation behind it from the actual halacha. The reason why we're machmir is not because it's going to lead. It's because the Torah says you're not allowed to do it. That's it, period. And there's no heter.
The question why it's so sensitive.
Correct. So you keep on bringing it back to the reason. It's not only the sun and the moon. It's tmunat tachat anything in the skies. The sun, the moon, the stars, the Milky Ways. It's not only the sun and the moon. Anything. Now you're right. The reason behind it is because Amar said it's fascinating, the sun. The sun is Hashem's, what do you call it? Tzva Shemayim. It's Hashem's army, right? It's called Tzva Shemayim. I understand that, but I'm trying to give you the chumrah of it. It's not because it led to Avodah Zarah. The chumrah of this halach is because there's really no heter. So, okay, let me explain to you. It's very important for me as a teacher to teach it to you in halachic terms. You see, I understand in Hashkafa, I could give you this whole class that this led to, this was the makor of the Avodah Zarah. That's not the issue so much. The issue is when the Torah said, don't make a tzura of star, moon, sun, that's it. You can't do it. And now when we start chipping away at it, it doesn't mean, it only means if it's not shakua. It only means if it's complete. It only means if it's not in colors.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
We just said that we thought drawing with the animals on the wall. So if the animals are more practical to worship as why is sun and moon so machmir?
And the answer is because in the Torah it says clearly these things. Tachat Hashemah, it says clearly. It says it clearly. Okay, so let's go further. Now, Asur Livnod, Bayit Dugma Teheichal. Can a person build a house which looks like the Heichal? Okay, I see it's a quarter to ten. You know what? Amitz Hashem, tomorrow we shall continue.
What is
a
Heichal?
You can't make a house that looks just like the Bet HaMikdash or the Mishkan. You can't do that. Yeah? Let's say a guy wants to make in his house the table that should look like the table of the Beis HaMikdash. Can't do it. Now, it's something interesting, by the way. In Shulchan Aruch, Behetim brings down that the table on Shabbos should have four legs.
Right.
Why? Because it has to be domeh to the Shulchan. And on Shabbos, that Shulchan of Hashem. Your Shabbos table is actually like the Shulchan. But at the same time, you can't make the Shulchan of your house domela. That would be us. Rabbi, how are you? Shalom aleichem.